WBEZ is supported by Shedd Aquarium, where animals, people, science, and conservation come together. Through community outreach, education, and research, Shedd protects the water that supports life in the Great Lakes region and beyond. More at sheddaquarium.org. Shedd Aquarium, for animals, for people, for communities, for love of waterkind.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A measure to explicitly ban Chicago police from being members of extremist groups like the far-right Proud Boys has gotten the green light from a key Chicago City Council panel. That's despite concerns from some of the council's more conservative alders who say singling out the police department is unfair. Proponents say the police officers should be held to a higher standard given the high-stakes nature and lethal power of their jobs. This measure still needs a full city council vote. It would ban police from engaging in any extremist activity. Twin bills in the Illinois State Legislature could bring autonomous vehicles to the state. My colleague Isabella Nieto reports the Autonomous Vehicle Pilot Project Act would create guidelines for self-driving vehicle testing on Illinois roads. The proposed bill would gear the program toward counties that have at least 1 million residents. Teamsters and other labor unions, though, visited Springfield today to lobby against that legislation. Rashonda Hudson is a member of Chicago-based Teamsters Local 727.
We always have construction, unpredictable traffic, tight streets, and let's not talk about the weather. When something goes wrong with a robot, how's it going to be resolved?
Each bill is still moving through the Illinois House and Senate. Students at a private school in Chicago will be learning by artificial intelligence rather than teachers. The Alpha School in Chicago is set to open later this year. Officials say the school's AI-powered model can cover core subjects in just 2 hours a day, and the rest of the time would be spent on projects, workshops, and life skills. Brady Gunnick is an English teacher at Jones College Prep School, and he tells our In the Loop program that while studies show AI has its place in the classroom, it should remain a complementary role to actual educators.
They did see that with the guidance of a teacher, that using AI supplementing instruction could improve reading and writing in students, but the results when it was used solely without a human, just the kid in front of the screen and the AI, the results were pretty disastrous.
Alpha schools are currently operating in a handful of states. Tuition for the Chicago school is $55,000 a year. And a historic pergola in the North Lawndale neighborhood in Chicago is getting a makeover. The neoclassical structure in the Sears Sunken Garden dates back to 1907. This restoration will add new lighting, restore columns and beams, and repair the roof. The pergola near Holman and Polk will be closed to the public starting Friday. Renovations are expected to be completed by the middle of July. You're listening to The Rundown. Chicago's inaugural poet laureate Avery R. Young will soon debut his brand new opera. This show is loosely based on his family's story during the Great Migration. It brings notes of blues and funk to the Lyric Opera House. And my colleague Courtney Kippers filed this story. And just a quick note, Lyric Opera is a financial supporter of WBEZ.
I meet up with Young on a recent morning downtown.
How you doing?
I'm doing swell and well, and thank you for having me at the...
We're backstage to talk about Sophronia, Young's forthcoming opera, for which he wrote both the libretto and score. Plus, he's in the cast. The 51-year-old is a native of Chicago's West Side. And Young's artistic output is so vast and varied that he really defies categorization. But even still, composing a full-length opera was new for him.
I'm not a proper musician. I cannot, to this day, sit at a piano or strum a guitar. What I can do is kind of beatbox and hum. So I can say to the bass player, I want to hear boom, 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 boom. And that's how I instructed this whole opera.
We gonna get down. Are you heavy? Hey, you heavy? Gonna get down. I'm no.
The show centers around the Booker family, who fled Mississippi during the Great Migration. During that period in the 20th century, millions of Black Americans left the South for places like Chicago, Young tells the story through a score infused with blues and gospel and funk. Along with the orchestra, there's a harmonica, an electric bass on stage. In total, it is pushing the boundaries of this art form, which Young knows is new for a classical venue like this.
There are going to be folks that be like, this is not opera. And I'm going to say, but what? Why not? And from everything that I've studied opera to be, this is exactly what an opera is. It doesn't sound like Figaro.
But to Young, this is the sound of American classical music. When the family returns south to give their patriarch, Bear, a proper burial, Young wanted to write a gospel anthem.
I wanted to go, let me write a funeral song. And in the story, it's kind of, hey, let Bear through the gates. You know, let him in. There'll be another one at your door. Let him in. Whatever room, let him in.
There'll be another at your door, Lord. Let there be room to let him in.
Sophronia is a story about real hardship and enduring trauma, much of which Young's own family experienced. And he is not shying away from that history. Still, this is also a story about resilience and perseverance. And Young hopes the energy from the singers on stage will spill out into the audience.
This is unlike any opera you have ever seen in your life, and you don't have to think it is improper to have a good time. People go to the opera and they're quiet because of respect. And I'm, oh, no, don't respect it that much that you're going to be quiet.
Sophronia runs April 17th and 18th. Courtney Kippers, WBEZ News.
Weather today, partly sunny, very warm, high in the low 80s, and then showers and thunderstorms tonight, low in the low 60s. Wednesday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm as well, high in the mid 70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.